If you look at a list of the top grossing 11 movies worldwide this week on Box Office Mojo, you'll notice three films: Operation Red Sea, Detective Chinaman 2, and Monster Hunt 2, and you've never heard of any of them. That's because they're from China. Hollywood and American culture have dominated the planet for decades, but that's starting to change as the most populous country in the world begins its own move forward. When influence is gained through military exercise, it's called hard power. When influences come from culture and the economy, that's called soft power, which is the name of the new musical now playing at the Curran Theater in San Francisco through July 8th.
I had been in discussions for the last 10 years or so with various Chinese producers from China because China wishes to gain, quote-unquote, soft power.
David Henry Huang, playwright of Soft Power.
So they're always trying to figure out how to crack the system, essentially, how to create an international box office success, whether in film or on Broadway. So I started to think about a play where you would have a Chinese executive who would have kind of a glancing meeting with Hillary Clinton, and then 50 years later, that would be mythologized into an East-West musical from the Chinese point of view, when China is the dominant power of the world and also is able to utilize the musical form. What would that feel like?
Soft Power opens as a play. David Henry Huang, here played by Francis Zhu, is having meetings with a Chinese executive about a television show they plan to work on together. A few days after the 2016 election, he is stabbed, and in the hospital dreams of a musical about a Chinese executive who meets and falls in love with Hillary Clinton. Their story follows the arc of the 2016 election, only it isn't quite our history. Its history is modified and mythologized by Chinese thought and culture, and it brings up a variety of philosophical questions.
I saw the most recent revival of The King and I on Broadway, and that's a show that I've always loved. But I also became, you know, more aware of things that are kind of suspect in The King and I. For instance, the premise, the idea that there's an English woman who goes to Siam and teaches the king how to rule his own country. So it's that complicated feeling, and I wanted to recreate that complexity for a mainstream American audience.
The leads, Elise Allen Lewis as Hillary and Conrad Riccamora as the Chinese executive, are revelations in their performances. The rest of the cast, all Asian, play a variety of roles both as American and Chinese, and they're wonderful. Soft Power is original in a way that few musicals are original. It begins as a comedy, then turns into a surreal musical that takes elements from that comedy and rearranges them in new and often hilarious patterns. It's both a serious exploration and a satiric comedy. There's a lot going on. Janine Tesori, composer of Soft Power.
It's right out of today. You walk from the world into the theater and you see the world. And in a romantic musical comedy, that is almost never true. This is literally happening right now.
Soft Power plays at the Curran through July 8th. For more information, you can go to currantsf.com. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.